Like the moderator said, my name is Regina Knox. I was formerly with the Texas AHEC East, the Texas Area Health Education Center. I'm currently employed as the executive director with the West Central Alabama AHEC. So raise your hand if you know what AHEC is. Have you ever heard of AHEC? I'm speaking to the choir in here. How about the National Health Service Corps, NHSC? Okay, same thing. I did see a couple of people who are not familiar, so I'm going to briefly cover what those two programs are. Today, I'm going to be speaking about how the National Health Service Corps and Area Health Education Centers, which we would commonly refer to as AHECs, help recruit, retain, and are actively recruiting and retaining primary care providers in underserved communities. I have no relationships to disclose. I have three primary objectives that I'll go over. I'm going to describe the collaboration between the Texas Primary Care Office and the Texas AHEC East Program Office in implementing the Retention Evaluation Activities Project. I will discuss and compare. I will compare the data from our funded NHSC loan repayers. R stands for the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act in Texas, and compare that with the RFunded NHSC loan repayers in Texas to the states that participated in the multi-state retention project, and summarize the lessons that we learned and the impact that similar partnerships can have on increasing access to healthcare in underserved communities. So for those of you who do not know what the National Health Service Corps is, the National Health Service Corps is a federal program. It helps build healthy communities by supporting qualified healthcare providers who are dedicated to working in areas in the United States with limited access to healthcare. And they do that through three primary programs. They have a loan repayment program, a student-to-service loan repayment program, and a scholarship program. And what they're doing is they're supporting students in exchange for serving in underserved and rural communities after they complete their education. For the loan repayment program, for current primary care providers, they will pay for a loan. They have a loan repayment program where you can apply for a continuation to alleviate all of your debt, including your undergraduate debt. So it's a wonderful program for primary care professionals who are seeking to go into rural and underserved medicine. But as we know, that those jobs typically pay lower than the specialties. So this is an incentive program to help increase the number of primary care providers in rural and underserved communities. So what the heck is an AHEC? That's kind of an inside joke that AHECers always say, because when I say, I'm with AHEC, what is that? So AHEC stands for the Area Health Education Centers. We were developed by Congress in 1971. So we've been around a long time. And our whole purpose is to recruit, train, and retain health professions workforce committed to serving underserved population. So that looks like, I'm just going to paint a picture for you. A large portion of our work includes going into middle schools and high schools and encouraging rural and disadvantaged students to become healthcare providers. And that can be a variety of disciplines. It can be a PA, a physician's assistant, a nurse, public health professional. So it covers a variety of health profession disciplines. And what we want to do is provide them with shadowing opportunities, increase their science skills, their ACT prep courses, financial aid, to help them get to the next level so they can actually become a healthcare provider. I know I'm talking fast. I apologize. Please see me after if you have any questions about anything that you didn't understand that I said. So how do we do that? We want to increase the quantity, the diversity, the distribution, which in return improves the quality of care. Oops. So AHEC is a national organization. There are AHECs in almost every state, with the exception of about four. Alabama recently received a statewide AHEC program. So if you are not familiar with your AHEC, and you see your state up there and there's an AHEC there, I encourage you to seek out your AHEC office and see what type of services they provide, especially for students, health profession students, and even providers. But what we, another signature program that we have is we provide continuing education credits for providers in rural and underserved communities. You know that research says that if you live in a rural community and you're a physician, that you may suffer from social isolation. You don't have that constant contact from your peers. So that's one of the resources that we're able to provide. The Retention Evaluation Activities Project was implemented by the National Health Service Corps to provide funds to 36 state primary care offices to conduct a two-year program to evaluate the impact of National Health Service Corps providers. So those providers that received the loan repayment program were actively recruited to participate in these projects in 36 states. The goal of REA, which is the Retention Evaluation Activity Project, was to measure the strength of the National Health Service Corps clinicians' work experience, assess and influence their community experiences, and evaluate their intent to remain in their practice or a similar site after they completed their obligation. The Texas Primary Care Office participated in that program, and they decided to use the Texas AHEC network. As you can see, Texas is very large, and instead of having one AHEC, we have three AHECs, and that includes about 19 community-based centers, which we're able to reach a lot of schools, work with a lot of universities. So that's the infrastructure of the AHEC program in Texas. So one of the first things that we did is we wanted to examine the retention of the National Health Service Corps clinicians, those loan repayers in Texas. Our objectives included to support ARRA-funded NHSC scholars. Scholars are those students, those primary care students receiving the scholarship, National Health Service Corps scholarship, support the retention of ARRA-funded NHSC clinicians, provide technical assistance to their clinical sites for the purposes of retention, and evaluate the impact of ARRA-funded NHSC loan repayers. So a summary of our findings, I just wanted to add that this was not a research study. It was all evaluation. This was self-reported information that we received from the loan repayers. We also did an evaluation for the clinical sites. But I'll talk a little bit more about the participation from the clinical sites. So we had 66 respondents return their evaluations out of 140. And as you can see here, we asked them their intent on how likely they were to remain at their current practice, remain in a similar practice in their current community, practice in a rural underserved community, in an urban community, or just to remain in Texas. And as you can see, the numbers in red were our high indicators, were high percentages for their likelihood to remain in their current practice and to remain practicing in Texas. We also discovered that there was a link between retention and community integration. Although this is not new information, other researchers have found that there's a strong link between if they're happily integrated in the community, are their kids happy, is their spouse employed. So this information just validates what's already available in the literature. Preparedness to live happily in the community was highly correlated and statistically significant to remaining at their current practice, remaining at a practice in their community, or remaining in Texas. The other indicators, like, for example, being prepared for the requirements of the National Health Service Corps site and the overall experience were not statistically significant. Another interesting thing that came out of the data was the impact of ethnicity. As we know, in Texas, we have a large Hispanic population. Approximately 40% of the population of Texas are of Latino or Hispanic descent. We had 14 of the 14 Hispanic participants, 13 of them were likely or very likely to say that they are very or very likely to work in a rural underserved community. For states, for example, as Texas and California and Arizona with large Hispanic populations, this data can be very important to increasing the number of Hispanic loan repayer participants as a way to increase providers in rural and underserved communities, because it's a culturally competent component as well. In order to assess the economic impact of providers in underserved communities, we implemented the Rural County Health Workforce and Economic Impact Analysis. That's a long word. We use acronyms a lot. We refer to it as RICHWAY. And this measured the economic impact of one healthcare provider, specifically physicians, to each county. And we developed 53 of those county reports, which are available at the website that you see there. Overall, one of the biggest things that came out of it is that 93% of the RFNet loan repayers were retained in Texas, compared to the average, the national average for National Health Service Corps is about 80%. So we were able to provide the Texas Primary Care Office with the data that they needed to say that they are actually retaining the number of national health, the loan repayers that are going through their program. It's not just people who have been selected and they want to get their loans repaid and they don't intend to stay in those communities. The selection process is actually working because 93% of those people who are actually in their program are being retained. So how did Texas rank compared to the other states? There were 11 states that participated in a multi-state National Health Service Corps Retention Collaborative. And as you can see, Texas is pretty consistent with the other states as far as the number of physicians, the number of dental hygienists. These are all disciplines that are eligible for the loan repayment program under the National Health Service Corps. If you look at the number of PA, NP, CNM, Texas, our largest percentage of loan repayers came from physician's assistants. That was our largest loan repayer group. If you look at gender, age, ethnicity, and marital status, Texas is still fairly consistent, except when it comes over to the white non-Hispanic category, the percentages, we have the lowest percentage of white non-Hispanic, meaning that we had a more diverse, our loan repayers were more diverse, followed by California, their percentages were 58.8, which makes sense because Texas has a large Hispanic population. So some of the limitations that we face were the facility type classification and the evaluation tool. Some of the healthcare providers were confused because their facility met more than one criteria. For example, we asked them, did you work at a community health center? Did you work at a health department? Did you work in a rural health clinic? Well, in some of the more remote locations in West Texas, it could be all three. And we only asked them to select one. So that's one error that we found after we started to do our data analysis. We had a very low response rate in technical assistance participation from clinical sites. There were over 150 clinical sites listed that were eligible to participate, and our participation rate was something like 8%. So even going out to ask them, can we meet with the health administrator, would you like technical assistance, asking them what type of retention tools that they use, it was very difficult getting them to participate. And we had a moderate level of participation from the National Service Corps loan repayers. They were more likely to participate in one-on-one conversations. We hosted four webinars where we offered CME during lunchtime, and we didn't have any of them participate. So that was a learning opportunity for us. Maybe we should do it at a different time. Maybe they already have ample access to CME, and that compared to providing patient care, maybe that was just not a good fit for this population. So, what did we get out of it that I wanted to share with you guys today? Through this project, we increased AHEC partnerships with other organizations that we don't typically work with, like some of those FQHCs, the Federally Qualified Health Centers, some of the rural health clinics. We were able to provide them with a resource, even though they didn't utilize it. They now know who AHEC is, and if in their future they would like technical assistance or practice management opportunities, we can assist them with that. We expand our relationships with scholars, those students, especially with dental students. We don't typically work with dental students in Texas, and they were able to reach out to those dental schools and let them know that we're here and we can provide their students with opportunities to work in a rural clinic that offers clinical dental services in a rural and underserved area. We learned new strategies to engage healthcare providers. For example, doing clinical visits, calling them, asking them, is there an appropriate time? We can meet off-site on your hours. Can I take you out to dinner? Can I take you out to lunch? This a new way to engage them instead of just going to the clinic all the time when we know they only have 5 minutes to talk to you and they want you to hurry up and say what you want to say. So that was a benefit for AHEC. And then engage in clinical sites. Like I just said, just reaching out to them, calling the clinical administrator, calling more than one contact person. Well, I spoke to the nurse. Can I speak to the physician if they have more than one physician? Who else can I speak to that has the time that I can share with them about the resources that AHEC has available? So, we are seeking partnership. As we all know, that in this time of financial difficulty, resources are scarce. AHEC can be a good opportunity for you to form partnerships. We are mandated to provide certain programs and services free of charge. If it fits within your organization's mandate or objectives, we would love to partner with you. I encourage you to find out what activities that your local AHEC is implementing and how you can become involved with them, especially if you're in academia, if you're in a school or a health profession, or a healthcare provider. We're actively seeking preceptors and healthcare providers to serve as mentors. I encourage you to find out more about the National Health Service Corps and how you can help promote their programs as a way to increase diversity and the number of healthcare providers in rural underserved areas. How am I doing on time? All right. Okay. So I'd just like to acknowledge some of the partners. There are 19 AHEC centers, and they all participated in the REA project in Texas. In addition to the Texas Primary Care Office, the three primary Texas program offices, and the Texas Association of Community Health Centers. For additional information, you can contact Dr. Amanda Scarborough. She is the program manager for the Texas AHEC East. And my name is Regina Knox. I'm the executive director of the West Central Alabama AHEC. And the Texas AHEC East website is right there. There's a retention study posted on the website where you can read about more information in detail about the results. All right. Thank you.